Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock, and welcome to my lifestyle podcast, Live Without a Net. The podcast showcases people who live fearlessly and have the ambition to create something. I'll showcase change makers who have decided to let go of their safety net in order to survive. So let's jump right in. Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock. Welcome to Live Without a Net. I have a good friend of mine on today. I'm so happy to have you, Michelle. Michelle Sapp. She is the president of Michelle's Fab Designs. And welcome to the show, finally.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I'm happy to be here.
I know. And I know you love design and I know you have a passion for it. I want to hear how you got into it before I ask you tidbits for my own house and others out there who may be looking for some decorating help.
Thanks. Well, I guess I've been passionate about design since, you know, I was designing my Barbie dream house and being enlisted, like when I was in college, to design my friend's dorm rooms. But I also had a passion for the decorative arts. So I did a number of museum internships when I was in college. And I thought I might want to go into curatorial studies. I interned for the Smithsonian, Rinalda House Museum of American Art in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and a few others. And then I realized after going to winter tour that I had not only a passion for the furniture itself, but for space planning.
Where did this interior design passion start?
I developed a passion for the decorative arts and just sort of married the two. And my first job was in Washington, D.C. I went back to school to supplement my undergraduate education and studied design illustration at the University of Maryland and went to work for a high-end home furnishings company that had in-house designers. And I got to work with some really interesting people from the diplomatic community. One of my clients was the Embassy of Singapore. We did five houses for them. So it's just one of those situations where I fell into this dream job pretty early on and it stuck. And here I am, fast forward, you know, all these years later, and I'm still doing it because I still have a passion for it. And when I moved to this area from Pittsburgh, I really didn't know anyone. I went to work for a home furnishings company after having worked for a small design firm in Pittsburgh. And that's really what enabled me to get to know the area, get to know the people, develop client relationships. And now I have, you know, a great book of business and have been able to do primary homes, secondary homes, and, you know, homes out of state for clients. So it's been a really rewarding experience.
When you go into a house, where do you decide to start? Especially when it's a large home, it's like, how do you start with each room?
So my initial interaction with a client is really just to interview them and to find out what their vision is for the space. And if we're tackling, if it's a whole home project and we're tackling multiple rooms, what I really want to achieve is continuity between the spaces and flow. Because at the end of the day, when you walk into your home, you really want to feel like it's your sanctuary. One of the things that makes us feel like our home is a sanctuary or a haven is a sense of peace and well-being and balance. And creating symmetry and flow and a relationship between rooms helps achieve that. So yeah, I want to know from the client, what's your vision? What's your time frame? What's your budget? We knock all of those things out and I'll measure, go back, space plan it, do 2D, 3D renderings for them and make suggestions based on our initial conversation. And ultimately, it is the client's home. It's not mine, but I always say it's my job to help you get there and help you create the vision, because everybody has a vision. It's just a matter of getting there. So I view myself as the person that drives it to the end result. So yeah, I'm there with you, every step of the way from conception to completion.
And you help with colors and everything. Is there a science to it, or it's more?
Yes. There's definitely a science to it. There's a psychology to it. Absolutely. I would say for most clients, they have favorites. So they might have, a favorite color or some inspiration. And they might draw their inspiration for something from something they've seen in someone else's home, or maybe a shelter magazine, something they've seen online. That's really helpful because I will take my cues from them. And then they're looking to me to help put it all together. So yeah, I'm going to help you with everything from the floor plans to the color scheme, your paint schedule, all your finishes, your furniture, artwork, accessories, area rugs, window treatments. So wall covering, I can do it all. And I have great resources for that. So, and I have gotten involved in home renovation as well. So not just supplying my clients with the furnishings, but also getting involved in starting a project either from scratch with new construction or a complete reno from top to bottom, kitchens, bathrooms, whole houses.
Is it just like an HGTV show when you get those opportunities, or is it a lot more hard work than what we see?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think because of shows that are on HGTV or sites like Howl's or Pinterest, there is a very glamorous element to it, but it's also hard work and there's a lot of follow-up involved. Like any other job, we have things that can go wrong. Maybe there's a delay in production, and so something isn't delivered when it's supposed to be, and so it adds to the lead time. Or, the project gets delayed for one reason or another. There's a contractor that walks away, and so we have to replace that person. So yeah, there are a lot of variables, but at the end of the day, it's extremely rewarding because we get to see a transformation take place. So from, it's a blank canvas, basically evolving. And the best part is when someone says, you hit it out of the park. This is really what I envisioned, and I can help them get there.
Yeah, I remember when I was little, one of our homes, we had an interior designer, and walking in was like so exciting. I was like, wow, it was amazing. I'll never forget that. So it's like such a special gift that you have to make people happy in their homes.
Thank you. Yes, I mean, that's definitely what motivates me, is just making clients happy, because it is a very special relationship. It's not just transactional. It's very relationship based, because from start to finish, I'm with a client or a family for months at a time, sometimes a year or 2 years. And so we really get to know each other. Many of my clients have become personal friends. And one house may lead to another house and has led to another house. I have one client who I started with years ago. We did their primary residence, and then we did a vacation home in Ocean City. And then they sold that fully furnished. And a couple of years ago, we did their Florida home where they now live. And then they bought a place in Philadelphia, so because they wanted to keep a presence here. And so I helped them with that home. So yeah, it's sort of a domino effect, but in a very good way. And it is, as I said, very relationship oriented, which I'm all about.
Yes, it's referrals are the best when you have a connection with someone and it's just organic and word of mouth. That's the best kind of referral that you can get.
Absolutely. Yes. And that happens more often than not. That's really sort of the core of my business is referrals. It's referral based. And again, it's based on what kind of experience did they have previously? And so, of course, I want it to be the best experience so that they return and that they recommend me to their friends and family.
Are there secrets to the trade?
Yes. I would say a big trick, so I'm revealing this, but a trade secret would be mixing high and low. So most of what I do is, you know, fairly high end, furnishings, custom, a lot of custom, upholstery that's made in North Carolina or pieces that we import from Italy, very globally sourced. But that's not to say we can't mix those things with something that someone finds at Target or something that's been in the family for a long time that they just want to incorporate into the design. So I would say mixing high and low and really personalizing and layering a space so that it doesn't look like it's just come out of a furniture showroom or an interior design studio, that it looks like it's a client's personal space because their personal effects are filling it. And those could be purchases from travels, a special piece of artwork, you know, kids framed artwork. We can incorporate all of those things. So yeah, I would say mastering the mix.
I like that. That's definitely something I wouldn't have thought of. I would think you have to kind of stay with, say, a certain store or a certain design or a certain brand for that matter. So that's right. Good to know.
Yeah, then, absolutely.
Sorry to interrupt. What would be a struggle of your business over the years?
So I think like any service industry, and mine, again, is one of those industries that is, it hinges on how the economy is, you know, if it's doing really well and things are going gangbusters, you know, in the real estate industry and the housing market. My business is reflective of that. Things slow down a little bit. People might pull back because they might be a little bit nervous about their stock portfolio, you know, what the housing market looks like. So that might be a challenge at times, but there will always be a need and a desire for people to create spaces, whether it's their work environment or their home environment, that they want to be in. But yeah, I would say a challenge would be just sort of following the economy and the ups and downs of that, because it might be something a client might put on the back burner if they have to shift their focus to something else. But if things are going swimmingly, then, you know, my business reflects that as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I have mortgage friends and I know mortgage rates are above 8% now, whereas 2020, 2021, they were as low as 3%. So I'm sure, you know, people hold back at times. So that's a very good point, just anticipating what the future may hold. But of course, there is always a need on both the residential and commercial side.
Yes, for sure. And I would say if I could add to that, people might dial it back a little bit if they're somewhat nervous about the economy. But again, with housing, if for instance, they aren't ready to sell, they decide they're going to stay in their home, well, then the first priority becomes their interior space. They might also do exterior work, but so then there is a demand for what I do because they're not ready to sell. They want to stay. They want to make it really special for the next 5 years, whatever their plan is, 5, 10 years. So I do benefit from that for sure. COVID was great for my business.
I'm sure it was. I was going to say, like, what do you think about Facebook Marketplace for finding furniture?
I think that it's extremely popular. And a tip would be if a client found a piece years ago and they can no longer get it, it's great to look to an outlet or resource like Facebook Marketplace or eBay, because chances are it's going to be there. You'll be able to find, you know, Hickory Chair made a particular dining chair years ago, and it was part of like the James River Plantation collection, but it's no longer in production. If you Google it, you'll probably be able to find it.
That's a good
on
point.
eBay, right?
I did that with like my old fireplace. It was a wood burning stove, a cast iron wood burning stove. So I know what you mean. You're right. It's great for that. Things you can't find anymore. It's amazing. Years ago, you'd have to go to a flea market and maybe find something. And now you can do a global search. So that's also helpful. Where do you see Michelle's Fab Designs going in the future?
So I would say taking on more renovation projects. We've definitely had success with that this past year. Kitchens and bathrooms, tapping into that market, not just focusing on the furnishings after the fact, but actually getting involved in the reno from start to finish. So, you know, flooring, tile, and then layering in, you know, all the fixtures, of course, and then layering in the furniture after it's completed. So that gives me the opportunity to do an entire room or rooms, not just install furniture in them.
And how can people find out about you? Are you in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware only, or will you travel for clients nationally?
Yes, and I have traveled for clients. I've traveled to North Carolina, I've traveled to South Carolina, Florida, I have a client in Colorado. So absolutely, I'll travel. But if you are looking to find out more about my work, you can go find me on Instagram at Michelle's Fab Designs. And I'm on LinkedIn as well. I like to refer to my Instagram account as sort of a virtual portfolio, but I do have an actual portfolio as well. And you can email me again at michellesfabdesigns@gmail.com. And I would be happy to share that with you.
Okay. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us those little great pieces of advice that some of us may not know about.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Jen.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good day.
You also.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks everyone for joining us. Please reach out to me so I can feature you on my show. I do respond to everyone. You can find me on my Instagram at Jennifer Sherlock or my business Instagram at JennaCom. And check out our new website coming soon, livewithoutanet.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to taking risks with you.